was great. Yeah, it's just it's good to remember the good memories, the good stories. I do want to share just briefly from God's word today. We all know the circumstances of Dakota's death. That wasn't him. We are not the things that we do, even when we make a painful, irreversible decision. God sees more and God knows more. And I didn't know Dakota well, but he and I had a number of conversations about faith. He struggled, especially when Bub died. He struggled a lot in his faith, and we really interacted well about that, just being honest. And he sought after God. Like he wanted to come to peace with God. He sincerely wanted to understand how faith could get him through his loss. And I just want you all to know that faith can get through your loss. Like it's important. So I'm really honored to have had those conversations with Dakota, and I appreciate that he opened his heart to me and trusted those with me. And Tori, she asked me a lot of questions the last couple months just about the state of his soul, and nobody knows about the other side except for God and those who are there. But the Bible tells us that those who trust Christ are recipients of eternal life, and Dakota trusted Christ. We can't earn that. Only Christ gives it to us. We can't earn it, and we can't unearn it by a final bad decision. It is through the cross of Jesus Christ that the doors of heaven are open to us. So I want to be positive today, and I talk a little bit about heaven. This is a memorial service, so we remember the Dakota that we knew, and we also remember the truth that God has given us in his word to have some understanding in times of tragedy like this. We all kind of go on with our lives as normal, doing the things that we do, and it's in times like this that we think about, I'm not going to live forever, and we think about eternity. And I'd really encourage you all to take the time today, as we're sharing, we're singing, just to think about eternity. It's not an easy thing to think about. But again, God's word gives us some positive news. In the Gospel of John, chapter 14, we actually get to hear Jesus give his own memorial service, because Jesus, unlike most human beings, Jesus knew when he was going to die, because he knew it had a purpose. And so he prepared all of his buddies and his loved ones, saying, this is what's going to happen. And so he kind of had the opportunity to do it beforehand to remember. And he says this in John 14, "Do not let your hearts be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. My Father's house has many rooms. If that were not so, would I have told you that I'm going there to prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back and take you to be with me, that you also may be where I am. You know the way to the place where I am going." And Jesus was talking about heaven. And Thomas, doubting Thomas, Thomas said to him, "Lord, we don't know where you're going, so how can we know the way?" And Jesus answered, "I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." No one comes to the Father except through me. So there are three things I just kind of want to touch on from Jesus' words in relation to our eternity, in relation to Dakota's eternity. And the first thing is, like, heaven's going to be great. The Father's house is a good place. Think about this. Like, the Bible describes that God took 6 days to create the earth, and so far it's taken him 2,000 years to work. He's working on heaven. Like, he's just getting it ready. It's going to be like the best episode of the Fixer Upper ever. What it's like, I don't know. The Bible kind of gives us some pictures of what heaven will be like. There, precious stones everywhere. Streets paved with gold. It reminds me of a story I heard of a rich man who, on his deathbed, was negotiating with God to bring all of his earthly treasures to the other side, and God said, "Okay, but only what you can only take what you can fit in one suitcase." So the man stuffed as many bars of gold as he could into his suitcase. And at the pearly gates, Peter said, "You know the rules. You can't take it with you." And the man said, but God said I can have one suitcase." And Peter said, "Okay, but I'm going to have to look in before I let you in." And he opened the suitcase and saw the bars of gold in the suitcase. And Peter said, "You brought asphalt?" So that's heaven is going to be like that. Like in heaven, everything that is valuable turns ordinary, and everything that's ordinary turns valuable. Like it's just a completely different reality. It's a different kind of life. Like where even the smallest thing is full of wonder. Stacy shared a video with me of Dakota. He was fishing, and he's talking about where the word gnats come from. Like just going in detail, talking like for a long time about where that word gnat came from. So I'm sure he's having in-depth discussions with Jesus about all kinds of random things right now, right? Because every small thing just becomes beautiful in heaven. And that is the future that is waiting for us. The second thing that Jesus really makes a point is that, and this is so important, God wants us to be there. He wants us to be there. Jesus said he wants us to be where he is. So heaven's going to be great, and he's preparing it for you. For you. He's doing a whole lot of work for you. He did the hardest job imaginable, sacrificing his life, bearing the sins, the regrets, the things that we wish we could take back, but we can't because we can't go to the past. Jesus took all of those things, and he died for you to make a place in the Father's house for you. Dakota loved to make things and share with others, right? And that's what Jesus is like, and he's working hard, just making things ready for you in the Father's house. So just like take to heart how special you are. Most of us never feel special in our lives. You know, we might have a person or two that we feel like cares about us, but God is making a place for you. That's how important you are. And then the third point, the third thing that Jesus said is that there's only one way. And he made it clear. He said, "I am the way, I am the truth, and I am the life." My wife's parents have lived on the same farm since 1969. They still live there today. And Emily grew up there. And we've lived four houses, I guess, since then. You know, we've lived four different places in Maryland and Pennsylvania. But that is always home for my wife. There's only one way to get there. It's a half-mile country lane, dirt road back to their farm. Like, if you're going to go to their house, that's how you get there. There's lots of different directions. Like, we've lived different places, lots of different places we're coming from. But there's only one way to get home, and it's down that lane. And that's how it is with heaven. We all come from different places. We all have different experiences. And everyone in this room has a completely different experience from everyone else. But there's only one way to get home. And Jesus said, I am that way. And so, you know, we take these moments to remember Dakota's life. I appreciate you all just sharing. That was wonderful. And we need to remember that. We need to remember the good memories. And I want to encourage you today with the good news about eternity. And I want to invite you, you know, just in your heart of hearts, maybe, I mean, you could now or tonight, just sometime, like, take a moment and think about eternity and accept the invitation that Jesus gives. I am the way. I am the truth. I am the life. He's the way home. So can we pray for a moment? So, Father, we thank you that you have made a place for Dakota in your house. Lord, Dakota is very special to you, as he is to all of us, he, like, infinitely more special to you, Father. And we thank you for your great love and your great mercy and your great compassion for Dakota. Not everyone always knew what was going on inside that head, but you did, Lord. You know him well, and we thank you for your great love for him. And we thank you that you made a pathway home for him. Today, we give you into the hands of your mercy. Lord, may he find rest. May he find peace. May he find comfort in the arms of your love. And Lord, may you also just extend your grace. May you extend your compassion and your comfort to those who miss him. There's a space, there's a void left in our hearts because he's gone. And we just ask for your compassion and your mercy to fill that void, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Let me read from 1 Corinthians chapter 15. I tell you this, brothers, flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God, nor does the perishable inherit the imperishable. Behold, I tell you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed. In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet. For the trumpet will sound, and the dead will be raised imperishable, and we shall be changed. For this perishable body must put on the imperishable, and this mortal body must put on immortality. And when the perishable puts on the imperishable, and the mortal puts on immortality, then shall come to pass the saying that is written, death is swallowed up in victory. O death, where is your victory? O death, where is your sting? The sting of death is sin, and the power of sin is the law. But thanks be to God who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. So today we are committing Dakota to the Lord in hope and faith that at the last day he will rise again to new life in God's kingdom established by Jesus Christ. Death shall be conquered. Grief will be no more. Every tear will be wiped away. The Bible promises it's like the best thing ever. Every tear will be wiped away. Pain will be gone. For the former things have passed away, and behold, all things are made new. And that is our great hope, and we are steadfast in it. Amen? Amen. Let's kind of close things before we eat some food. We have a good meal prepared downstairs, but let's sing the old hymn. We all know it, Amazing Grace. There's a hymnal in it's the thin one. On it's number 75, if you would like the words, and we can sing sing this hymn just in remembrance of Dakota and in praise of our God.